Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
As we join you back here from Springfield, Missouri, at Kickapoo, Springfield Kickapoo Chiefs Gymnasium, your Lady Bombers have a 16-7 lead here after one quarter of play, taking on your Willard Tigers of Willard, Missouri.
Right? Great first quarter, 16-7 lead. Did a lot of good things. Our press looked good, and we handled theirs pretty good as well.
Yeah, we do have five turnovers for the Lady Bombers. One thing you want to see is clean up just a little bit this quarter here. As I say that, Lakin Moore gets the ball at the top of the key and shuffles her feet. We're just trying to go a little too quick right there. It's the first turnover in this quarter for your Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I don't know. That was good. I don't know.
There's been a couple that have been really close.
I didn't see that, but
Willard's going to inbound the ball to Kelly. Kelly's going to drive, kick it over to Miller. Miller's going to shoot the three, and it is going to be good. 16-10 here, Lady Bombers, as Willard is in their press, and Mountain Home is driving, brings the ball across the timeline, is able to beat that press with nothing. Lakin is able to push it over into the corner. Three by Winton Coleman rims out. Anna McCarn battling for the rebound, but Kennedy's going to come away. Kennedy Kelly's going to come away with it for Willard. Willard's going to get it to Murray, and she's going to throw it back to Kelly as she brings it across the timeline.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on Mountain Home, and forced a turnover right as we talked about it.
Yep, there Floyd, Harper Floyd's able to come in, turn the ball over. Mountain Home back quickly as Yonkers has a wide-open layup, misses it. Witten Coleman right there for the offensive rebound as he's kicked out to Rittenberg. Rittenberg drives the lane and is able to do a nice little scoop layup for 2 points for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, Bailey just kept moving, which is what you want to do on offense when you're away from the ball. Just keep moving. And got
here's Bailey and Jayla with the trap, and they're going to say that Jayla Yonkers lays the hands on the defender as she picks up the foul. They're away from the basket as they had a trap going.
Yeah, that's not a great foul there by Jayla, but I appreciate the aggressiveness.
Parker Husky in for Bailey Rittenberg here. That is the Lady Bombers' first foul with 6:55 left here in this half in this quarter. Same rules here. Five fouls goes to two shots as Willard inbounds it. They throw it into Kelly. Kelly goes down, kicks it over to Harper. Scarlett Floyd. Scarlett Floyd shoots the air ball. Offensive rebound comes to Willard. Willard kicks it out to Miller. Miller shoots the three. Air ball for there, and it goes out of bounds. The ball's knocked out of bounds, and Willard Mountain Home's going to retain possession.
Yeah,
two pretty bad shots.
Yeah, bad shots. But good defense on our part, I guess. But not great shots.
Mountain Home leading 18-10 with 6:30 here in the quarter. Mountain Home with their offensive set.
Missed a wide open Lakin Moore.
Yeah, but Parker's able to. McCormick catches the ball at the top of the key, kicks it out to Husky. Husky from the right wing hits the 3-point. 21-10 Lady Bombers.
Got pressure in the backcourt here. Ooh.
Mountain Home with pressure all over Murray. Murray's able to beat the pressure, throws it down low to Floyd. Floyd's able to pin Coleman. Coleman's able to pick up the foul, and Floyd gets the bucket and the harm.
Is that three on Witten?
That's three on Witten.
So just, yeah. Witten got caught in a bad position, like had her posted up under the block. Really, at that point, you just got to put your hands up and let her have it. But
especially with two fouls, that's
right.
Something you got to hope your junior learned. Look at Coach Leonard. He's telling Witt right now she has 3 fouls and to play smart. This is where you learn to trust, though, your team here in this in these early season games. As Floyd steps to the line, is able to make the free throw, cutting the lead to 21-13, Mountain Home.
Willard's back in their press after the made basket, made free throw.
Mountain Home doing a good job staying patient as they bring it across the timeline. Yonkers throws across to Husky. Husky down to the corner to Coleman. Coleman back out to Husky. Yonkers on the right wing. Drives.
Zone.
Comes with a nice jump step. That is not a walk in Arkansas. Jayla comes down with a nice jump step. As long as you land on both feet, it's not a walk. I don't know that the official was maybe a little surprised there that
yeah,
Jayla was able to pull it down.
We've lost all three of the 50-50 calls.
As Willard comes, Mountain Home has a man pressed. They bring the ball across as Jones brings it inside, and Jayla picks her pocket at the top of the key. Yonkers back quickly for the Lady Bombers. She's driving as the ball is knocked away from behind, goes out of bounds on the inline. Lady Bombers will have the ball there underneath the goal as Bailey Rittenberg checks in for Jayla Yonkers right here.
Their point guard has quick hands. That's got to be our ball, right?
Yeah, it should be Blue's ball right here. Yeah, Willard is set to take the ball out of bounds.
Murray's got quick hands. You know,
she does.
She's actually a pretty impressive little point guard, especially for a 10th grader.
Willard's going to look like they're going to be set up in the zone right here, and Mountain Home does a nice little zone beater. Lakin slips from the right side of the corner right here, right around the defender, catches the ball, about the block, goes up, but is able to get fouled.
Yeah, that's the second on their the girl that plays the four for them, the other Floyd, the older Floyd.
As Moore goes to the line, her first one is up and is good.
Great job right there, the Bomber, Lady Bombers cutting and finding the open people. We got a wholesale swap here on Willard.
Willard brings everybody in. Yeah. It looks like they brought three or four in, right?
The younger Floyd comes in for her sister to play the five, and they also brought in.
As Moore's free throw is up and good, 23-13 as your Lady Bombers lead by 10 with 5:42 left here in this half.
Bombers back in a man press, full court. Keller, they brought Keller back in.
Floyd's going to bring the ball up the sideline. Jones is going to bring it up, and they are going to call her. As Jones gets the ball, gets deep down inside, tries to reverse pivot the ball to pass it out to Floyd, but draws is one too many steps as Mountain Home's able to get another turnover.
Yeah, good job there with the pressure. Calls another turnover.
It's just a typical kind of 1-2-2 press here from Willard. They like this up in Missouri. We've seen Kickapoo do that as Mountain Home is able to beat it with two guards up front. Rittenberg brings the ball across the timeline, hits Moore in the middle. Moore with a nice cross-court pass to McCarn. McCarn dribbles the ball hard, puts it on the deck, goes up, and takes the foul from Harper Floyd as she's going to head to the line.
She's going to get her second foul as well. So both of their big girls have two fouls at this point. But Willard's playing, nine girls so far, so they've got a little bit of depth.
McCarn up at the free throw line for the first one. It is down, and it is good. Mountain Home is going to go into a press right here. It looks like they've moved people to kind of set up a press if this does go in for the Lady Bombers. McCarn's free throw, second one up, and there's nothing but the bottom of the net. 25-13 here as your Lady Bombers have the lead here in this first half, and Mountain Home is indeed in a press. They are getting all kind of pressure on Willard. Willard cross-court pass, and Moore comes up
with
a steal. Lakin takes the ball to the hole. Nice little pump fake. Goes up left-hand scoot, no good. Ball's loose. McCarn pulls it down with an offensive rebound. Is able to go up and put it in. 27-13 as Willard is calling a timeout to set up a press beater right here. Your Lady Bombers are leading 27-13 with 5:02 left in the first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
We are back here in Springfield with a Kickapoo as your Lady Bombers are leading 27-13. We're in this break. I think Mountain Home is trailing football 21-0 at half, but we were giving Matt a hard time, telling him we didn't know how hard it was to keep stats, call the game, think about what you're going to say, and know the player's name. He does such a great job of it, and we know we're struggling here.
Yeah, fairly impressive.
Now, this is what you like to see. Mountain Home comes in with a different press after Willard called a timeout as Willard inbounds the ball to Kelly. Kelly brings it across half court where she is immediately trapped by the Lady Bombers. She swings it over to Jones. Jones drives, kicks it out in the corner to West. West puts a three up from the left corner, and it is good as Willard is able to beat the press and get an open three.
Yeah, they broke that down. Sydney West hits a wide open three.
27-16 as Willard is pressing, and Mountain Home is able to beat the press. Yonkers going to drive the lane. Kick it over to McCarn. McCarn kicks it out for a wide open three. Moore decides to turn it down. Drives, goes up as McCarn tries to go up for the shot and is fouled. McCarn is just making her presence known right now down low.
Yeah, they don't really have an answer for Anna. And when she gets positioned, there's not many teams that have a good answer for that. But a great job by her keeping the ball high and pivoting and trying to get a shot off.
McCarn's first free throw is up and is no good.
We're subbing in Sarah Claire Williams for Lakin Moore here. Give her a little breather. We're up 27-16. This second quarter, we're up 11-9. So,
McCarn's first free throw is no good as she goes in the second one. Second one is up, and it is good as Anna's able to make one of two.
She's 3-for-6 in the game so far. Anna's coming out. Livy Fosnes comes in for McCarn. We're in back in our man press.
McConnor's 3-for-6 with 5 points on the night. As Mountain Home is man, and Rittenberg is going to get called a foul as Murray tries to get the ball past her. Bailey kind of dove in, was able to get a body. That is only the second foul, though, here, or third foul here for your Lady Bombers in this quarter.
Yeah, we doubled their point guard. She got through us, but then Jayla got good hands and tipped it away.
Willard did indeed. Threw it in on the far side over there as they tried to dribble down. Jayla did knock the ball off. They said it's out on Mountain Home as Willard's going to bring the ball on the far sideline. Ball's thrown into Kelly. Kelly's going to be a little give and go back, and she's going to come in, hit a mid-range jumper that's no good. As great hustle right here by Lady Bombers, and the ball's coming out. Parker Husky and Kendi Kelly are going at it, trying to go. Parker falls into the bench here, and she looks like she's stumbled up just a little bit. She's going to
look like
down.
That one off 35's leg. Man.
It did. It was a great hustle, but they did save Willard's ball over here. Parker kind of hit her hip flexor here. She's walking it out underneath us. As the ball's triggered in bounds, Kelly's going to take a long three. It's going to be banked off and no good. Offensive rebound is going to come to Miller. Miller is going to steal her feet, and she's going to get fouled from behind from Sarah Williams.
Yeah, not a great foul there from Sarah Clary. Way away from the basket. There's no shot or anything. That's kind of one you don't want, especially don't want to get in the bonus here for the end of the half.
Yeah, Mountain Home has four fouls here, 4-12. We're going to have to be careful about fouls. They lead 28-16 here in this opening game of the border battle. Willard set the inbound at Bailey. Rittenberg is all over Murray as she gets a hand on it, but Murray's able to secure it and bring the ball across the timeline.
Great defense by Bailey there. Oh, step back a little bit.
Step back. Yeah, they're able to screen for Murray. Murray steps back behind the screen. As she does, she steps back and misses a shot. The shot's going to be up. It is going to be no good. There's going to be a battle for the rebound, and they're going to say Lakin Moore caught the foul there, which Mountain Home fans are little displeased with that call. It looked like just kind of both of them were battling for the ball.
Yeah, that's pretty touchy there. Now they're in the bonus with 4 minutes left. We got to tighten up our defense here.
First shot is up, and it is no good as Pilates hits the front of the rim.
Yeah, we had a lot of Lady Bombers get some action. I think we've played, eight girls already?
Yeah, 8 or 9. Second shot is up by Pilates, and it is good. As Parker Husky checks in for Sarah Williams right here. Also looks like Chloe Jones is in for Elise Murray for Willard.
Willard's back in their press.
Back in the press. It's not just an overall. They're trying to get you to steal. They are trying to trap the ball. Mountain Home's able to throw over it, though. Nice cross-court pad as Moore hits Libby Fossus. Fossus drives to the right side of the lane, puts the layup up. No good. Scrum for the ball down low as Jayla Yonker sticks her nose down in there with the big tree. Able to get a tie ball. It is going to go to Willard, but it is a good hustle there by Yonkers.
Great,
to get that tie
great
ball.
Hustle by Jayla. Just use active hands. I was a little worried about a foul, but active hands. We're in our man press again. 5 seconds here. Nope.
Ball is going to be triggered in to Kelly as it goes over the head. Kelly's going to be double teamed. Mountain Home has hands all over the ball. Almost a turnover. Rittenberg knocks it out of bounds right in front of the Lady Bombers bench.
Yeah, I think that was going to go out of bounds if Bailey didn't touch it.
Yeah, she just had that. Yeah. Hand just fell off her hands.
Trying to make a play.
Willard's going to inbound it. Chloe Jones right in front of Mountain Home's bench. She's going to throw it in to Kelly. Kelly's going to drive, look down low, kick it back on top to Jones. Mountain Home is in their 1-3-1 zone right now. Ball's going to be crossed court to Pilates. Pilates going to throw the ball up, almost bank it in, no good. They're going to rebound, take about 7 steps. They're not going to call it. Nice little dunk pass down low as Kenzie Kelly was able to put the ball in for 2.
Yeah, that was more of a walk than any of the 2. Jayla with the turnover.
And Jayla turns it over on this press as Chloe Jones gets the ball, drives right in for 2 for Willard, cutting this lead 28-21, Lady Bombers. They're going to say Jayla walks again, another turnover in the backcourt here for the Lady Bombers.
I didn't really see that either. Kind of breaking down a little bit here. Might want to get a timeout and reconnect in these last 3 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes, though, you want to see your team. If you've got an older team, you want to see them kind of work through some of these things and see if they can control it on the floor, and I think that's what Coach Leonard's going to do right here.
That's a bad – they don't get the ball on the basket when it happens out by the 10-foot line.
No, but Willard is going to indeed inbound the ball underneath the basket. 3:06 left, Mountain Home leading 28-21. Willard's going to inbound the ball to Floyd. Floyd's going to hand it off to Pilates as she goes to the top of the key. Kick it out to the left wing. Shot is going to be up by West. It's no good, and Anna McClarnon's going to secure the rebound for the Lady Bombers.
Great job boxing out, getting the rebound there. We need to stop the bleeding and get a score here.
Moore brings the ball in the front court, takes it to the hole, and is able to get fouled as she drives hard to the hole right there.
Great job. Lakin went to her left hand, pushed the issue, got a foul, going to go to the line, hope to hit two here.
Foul's going to be on number 24, Maddie Pilates. That is going to be her first foul of the night. Lakin to the line to try to extend this lead from Mountain Home. First free throw is up, and it is good. Lakin so far 3-for-3 for the night for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I got the turnover margin. If we've got 8 and they've got 9, it's been really close. Ours have been a little more inopportune in the last couple of possessions.
Lady Bombers up 29-21. As Lakin's free throw's up is no good. Anna McCarn right there with the offensive rebound. Goes up, misses the putback, and Willard's able to secure the rebound as Murray brings the ball into the front court.
1-for-2 for Lakin there. We haven't shot the free throws well this first half.
No, we'll look at that at the halftime at our stats, but right now it's not very good. Right now, Murray dribbling up top, being hounded by Rittenberg.
Again, no shot clock here in the great state of Missouri.
Willard's going to bring the ball to the top of the key as it looks like McNutt gets stuck. McNutt's going to hand off to Murray. Murray's going to drive to the top to the free throw line. Nice little spin move. Put the ball up on the rim. No good. Moore's going to go out there with a rebound. Kick it ahead to Parker Husky. Parker's going to go up, trying to draw a foul. Unable to get the call. Missed the shot. Is going to be secured by Harper Floyd as she brings it into the top. As soon as I say that, she throws it down. Sarah Claire gets the ball on the ball, knocks it out. Almost another turnover by Willard, but out of bounds on Sarah. She's nice, active hands there.
Dirty jersey for Sarah Claire so far this first.
She's all over the place right now. Mountain Home leading 29-21 with 1:59 left in this half. As Willard tries to throw the ball in, it goes off the hand of Pilates.
Turnover
goes
in.
Straight out. Oh, sorry, that wasn't Pilates. That was Kelly. Straight out of bounds. Turnover on Willard. Mountain Home's going to take over.
Yeah, good pressure there by Lakin Moore. Forced a bad pass and got a turnover. That's the 10th turnover for Willard.
Scarlett Floyd enters the game for sister Harper Floyd. I assume they're sisters, but we shouldn't say that, I guess, till we know. But for the other Floyd. Mountain Home's going to trigger their offense. Willard in a man-to-man. They've got Anna McCarn sealed at the post. McCarn's going to go up. They're going to say double dribble. She caught the ball. When she caught it, she dropped the ball and then made a move to the inside, put a pound dribble. I guess they're saying that the ball was not tipped on her first dribble. Thus, the double dribble call.
Yeah, that actually might be a good call.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it got tipped or not.
So we're out of our press now. We're back into man. Oh, no, we're in here.
Yeah, we're in
man.
Mm-hmm. Murray's going to bring the ball across. She's going to trigger it over to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly going to drive to the top of the key. Take a screen. Take a deep three. Off as Mountain Home goes for the box out. Willard is going to get the rebound from Sydney West. West is going to get it. We're going to reset their offense as West takes the ball at the top of the key. A little fancy footwork
like
or something going on out there.
Harlem Globetrotters.
That's going to be a walk on the outside. Anna McCarn. Ball swung over to the side as Miller takes one too many steps as she's trying to get past McCarn. Had some help from the Bomber fans over here letting them know that was a walk.
Turnover. Got a pretty good little crowd from Bombers. Good call there, though.
Another turnover by Willard here. 113 left in this game as Willard is up. Lady Bombers are leading 29-21 here with 1 minute left in this half. Ball's going to be swung to the top of the key to Moore. Moore's going to drive hard with her left hand, go high off the glass.
Great shot.
Nice finish with the left hand scoop from Lakin Moore.
We're back out of the press again, just back in man.
Lady Bombers up 10, 31-21 with 50 seconds left here in this game. As Kendi Kelly's going to drive the lane, put a ball up, it is going to be no good. The offensive rebound is going to be fought for. Ball's going to be on the ground. Parker Husky and two Willard Tigers are there.
Possession
Parker's
correct.
Able to tie the ball up, and the Lady Bombers are going to take over possession here with 46 seconds left.
Well, we're going to hold for the last shot here.
I think
46,
so.
We're up 10 with 46.9.
Willard's going to try to press the issue right here as they're going to extend their press. It's going to be a man press right here for Willard. It's the first time we've seen this. They've been in that typical diamond press. They throw it into Parker at the corner. She's getting ridden all the way down the sideline as Parker kicks it cross court to Sarah Claire. Sarah has her feet set. Shoots the ball. It is high off the backboard. No good. Moore's going to get the rebound. Offensive rebound. Go up strong with her right hand. Put 2 points in the board for the Lady Bombers. 33-21 with 30 seconds left in the half.
Great job clearing it there by Lakin and just being aggressive and getting the layup out of it.
Ball's going to be triggered up top to Kennedy Kelly. Kelly's going to swing it over to Jones. Jones going to drive to the middle lane. She's going to put the ball up, have nowhere to go, and throw it off the rim. No good. 15 seconds left. Mountain Home's able to get the rebound. Parker Husky drives down the sideline right here in front of the Bomber bench, and she's going to be bumped out of bounds as the senior guard is going to head to the free throw line for two shots.
Yeah,
that's the fifth foul here by Willard.
Both teams in the bonus. Great job by Parker. Knowing the girl did not have her foot on the sideline, so any kind of pressure there, push you out of bounds, it's on her.
Let me catch who that foul was on. Did you, Russ?
Yeah, it was.
We got number 24.
Yep,
Pilates.
He's one of the starters there.
Parker's first free throw is up, and it is good.
See the 6 points here for Husky in this opening half. Lady Bombers up 34-21 with 13 seconds left. Husky, your second shot is up, and it is good. Great job making both of those free throws and taking advantage of the foul there. Will is going to inbound it with 12 seconds left. Mountain Home needs to be smart, not the fouls. We are backing off on pressure. Murray's going to bring it on. She's going to press the issue. 6 seconds left. She's at the top of the key. She's going to throw it up. It is going to be a roll around the rim. No good. Boxed out by Parker Husky. She's going to secure the defensive rebound, and that's how this half is going to end. Your Lady Bombers are up 35-21 here in this first half against the Willard Tigers. Russ, what did you see?
Well, I saw a little bit of sloppy play on both sides and a lot of turnovers. Now, give Willard some credit. Their press is pretty good, and their pressure's been pretty good. I think we've got to go in at halftime and figure out how to cut down the turnovers and do a little better at the stripe.
So we are here at 35-21 at half. We're going to go to our Central Heat and Air halftime report. Kick it back to the studio, Matt. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on KTLO.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance for us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Be the Life of the Party.
Okay, first turn the music off. Then ask for everyone's attention. Now tell them that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Boom! Now everyone knows you're not just a pretty face. You have some brains inside that face that know how to save hundreds on home insurance. Woo!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.